bothered with.
Like, for example, I'm here in this stairwell because I have to meet my daily step count. I try to make it to at least 12,000 steps every day, and right now I'm running, or I guess stepping, a little behind. And to keep track, I use this handy step counter here. It monitors what I do, and it turns what could be a bore into, you know, kind of a game. Not a very interesting game, but still a game. And there are lots of these little self-monitoring technologies like this. There's the Nike Plus iPod Run Tracker, there are heart rate monitors, glucose meters, calorie counters. It seems like we're doing a lot more keeping track of ourselves these days, generating all kinds of personal data about our everyday lives.
11,200.
But what if you went beyond tracking calories or steps? What if you kept detailed statistics about the number of emails you sent, the number of plants you'd killed, subdivided by a variety of plant, or most frequently visited restaurants, complete with breakdown of type of cuisine? And then what if you took that one step further and published all that information in a report for anyone to see? Well, then you'd be Nicholas Felton.
My name is Nicholas Felton. I'm a graphic designer in New York City.
And since 2005, Nicholas has been publishing the Feltron Annual Report. It's a collection of statistical information about his day-to-day life, accompanied by charts and graphs and maps. He started out by recording the number of miles he traveled in a year, the places where he took the most digital photos, the top songs in his iTunes playlist, that kind of thing.
So I had all these data sets, and I put them together into like a 10-page online document that I called an annual report. And I thought this would only be interesting to people that knew me or potentially my family, but maybe not even. And it started getting passed around, and I started hearing from random people who had encountered it and really enjoyed it.
Right.
So what I discovered from doing the reports was that people were really interested in this sort of self-reporting and reporting about others and the way that it's presented.
And that interest in recording and displaying personal data led Nicholas to co-found a new website, Datum.com, D-A-Y-T-U-M. Datum allows anyone to make their own personal reports to record and display the minutiae of everyday life. And it displays it not in lunky spreadsheets, but in really attractive graphs and pie charts. So you could use it to record how many coffees you drink in a day, or to figure out the average time it takes you to walk to work, or where you ate lunch every day, or... Why do you think as human beings we like to track ourselves like this? Like, what's the impulse there?
Well, I know for myself, I've made a couple of different projects that have attempted to encapsulate whether it's a day or a year in my life. And while they may not be vastly interesting when I create them, they get more and more interesting as every year passes. So the time-lapse video that I did of one day in my first job was semi-interesting then, and now it's fascinating 10 years later to look at myself as a young man entering professional life and what that day boils down to. So I think all these things, the documents that I create and the repositories of information points that people can start tracking, all this stuff can become almost like an heirloom. It's something that you can use in 10 years, or you could even pass on to your children in the future.
Okay, I get why this kind of thing might be useful to pass on to your kids, or it's even something that people use to try and change behaviors, like with my step counter. And part of what's driving all this monitoring, I think, is just how we now have the ability to take info we've collected and display it in compelling, attractive ways without having to be a graphic designer ourselves. But here's the thing. We're so busy monitoring, recording, and documenting each moment with cell phone camera snapshots, updating our status on social networking sites. Do you think we could be losing the distinction between documenting and remembering? Like, if I'm wearing a little device that monitors, you know, my heart rate and my blood sugar level and the number of steps I take in a day and all that kind of stuff, does it change something like the experience of being in the world if I'm just constantly keeping track of myself rather than just kind of feeling my body in nature?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's the distinction between things that do the sensing for you and having to record it yourself. So if you are sort of writing it down and you are explicitly experiencing those things, I think you are more aware of it. If it becomes like an implicit relationship where suddenly I'm not keeping track of my blood sugar or I'm not keeping track of my blood pressure and I'm only alerted when it's out of bounds, then I think you do sort of start to step into more problematic territory.
Right, because you're actually thinking, okay, I've got to enter my information for this.
Well, you're on cruise control in that sense, right?
Yeah. A big part of Nicholas's site Datum is the ability to share statistics about your life. But I have to wonder, why would anyone want to share that kind of information? I mean, who wants to know how many steps I take in a day? And isn't that data kind of personal?
My perspective is everything that I've done with my annual reports has been public, but it's public, but not personal.
Right.
So you get this grand overview of my life. You know myriad factoids about me, but you don't have, you know, a deep emotional understanding of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very comfortable sharing that story, and I'm very curious about the sorts of stories that other people want to share. And there are the people who are tallying their sex lives on our site, which is not the sort of story I wish to tell.
Right. And what do you think the appeal is of looking at other people's information?
Well, I think it's a really nuanced picture of a person. When you do have a data-based portrait, there are all those different little nuances and subtleties and outliers that come out that you might not be aware of when you're describing yourself, or when you paint yourself with broad strokes, all that stuff gets lost. So I find it really fascinating to dig into these people's portraits of themselves.
I've been thinking about this area a lot lately, actually, about the way that all of these large amounts of data are giving us a different kind of view of ourselves, and the way that we can display data in different kinds of ways. Do you think there's potential for, I mean, just like even as an artist or a designer, like, do you think there's potential for developing novel ways of storytelling this way?
I think so. I think we're entering an era where sensing is going to be much more prevalent. So like we talked before about your blood sugar or your blood pressure, all these things, devices are going to be out in the wild recording data sets. And then there's going to be the data. And hopefully there's the stuff that we create ourselves, and there's all the corporate data that's being collected on us, which in a kinder, gentler world will be shared back with us. And so the people who do have access to these visualization tools are going to be the ones who have a bit more control and editing capacity over themselves. So you can use it for keeping track of your money, or you can use it for more artistic purposes like storytelling.
Hmm. Thanks a lot for telling me about it, Nicholas.
Oh, thanks for your interest.
If you want to try out datum.com yourself, we have a link to it. Where? At our website, cbc.ca/spark. That's also where you can find my full interview with Nicholas Felton. And if you want to hear the story of how he got started in this whole unusual business, check it out. We've got some links to some interesting Datum profiles, including the profile of a dog. Yes, a dog. Cats, dogs, we do equal opportunity pet stories here on Spark. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have 5,387 more steps to get caught up on.
This is interesting.
From the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, this is Spark. cbc.ca/spark.